It's the fifth meeting between Spain and Germany at the FIFA World Cup, and the first since the semi-final 12 years ago in South Africa, which Spain won 1-0 en route to lifting the trophy. Germany have an outstanding World Cup pedigree as four-time winners, but haven't had the best of fortunes against tonight's opponents in recent years. Unai Simón keeps goal for Spain, just as he did at the Euros last year. Dani Carvajal is the only change at the back, preferred to César Azpilicueta. It's an all-Barcelona trio in midfield with young stars Gavi and Pedri alongside the oh-so-experienced Sergio Busquets. All three forwards were among the scorers against Costa Rica. Ferran Torres leading the way with two. From the Netherlands takes charge of this one. He was the referee for last year's European Championship semi-final between England and Denmark. Manuel Neuer plays his 18th match at the World Cup tonight, equaling the all-time appearance record for goalkeepers in the competition. Thilo Kehrer comes in at right back with Niklas Süle shuffling along into the middle. Leon Goretzka is added to the midfield alongside Bayern clubmate Joshua Kimmich. There's no pure centre-forward, with Thomas Müller joined by teenage talent Jamal Musiala and Serge Gnabry. Kai Havertz and Nico Schlotterbeck are both dropped to the bench. So many players of the highest quality on the pitch tonight. What have Spain got for an encore after their magnificent seven the other day? We're about to find out against much tougher opposition in Germany. Half of the players on the pitch are from Barcelona or Bayern Munich. Five in Spain's team, six in Germany's. Luis Enrique there. Now Pedri. Into Gavi. Still Spain. It's enticing. Oh! Superb play from Spain, almost resulting in the opening goal of the match.
Wow, it was fantastic interchange between Gavi and Pedri, likened to Xavi and Iniesta. And you know why, and Dani Olmo, who got the opener against Costa Rica, comes close.
Joshua Kimmich sends it in. It'll be checked for offside, but for now, Rudiger celebrates.
But the joy is short-lived. The check is over, and unfortunately, he's just strayed the wrong side of the line. The delivery is fantastic, and Rudiger's header is planted into the bottom corner.
A warning from Antonio Rudiger. But quite clearly, he had moved into an offside position. Living a dangerous life, though. Here's Gundogan. In it goes. Oh, good save by Simon. He needed to come up with something there, having given the ball away. And Spain almost passed their way into a hole they couldn't get out of.
I said it in the first half, regardless of the pressure, they will take risks. And he makes amends. I said it could be decided by an error or a moment of brilliance. And Simon almost gifts Germany that opener.
Now it's with Jordi Alba. Through the legs of Thilo Kehrer, and there's the opening goal. Brilliantly dispatched by Alvaro Morata.
It's all about Spain creating an overload out wide. The switch of play is always on. Olmo coming in field just leaves the space for Alba to run into. And Morata not long off the bench. More of a presence in that number nine position. Gets across his man and it's a really, really clever flick past Manuel Neuer.
Sane. He was left out of the World Cup 4 years ago. How about that for a pass? Here's Musiala! Denied by Simon. Good stop by the keeper. Closest Germany have come from a long time in the game as the shot comes in from Gnabry. It's a corner.
I was half expecting the offside flag to go up and it didn't. He has plenty of time to think about this, Musiala. He runs across the line and he's well onside.
Well, they have to push and they have to take chances. Brilliant goalkeeping.
Sane sliding it through. Luciala. Fultrug! 1-1! Slammed home! The substitute gets it done when Germany so desperately, desperately needed a goal and a route back into the game. And more importantly, a route back into contention in this group.
Well, the substitute has made the difference for Spain. And it's exactly the same for Germany. Fulkrug slams it past Unai Simon. It's been a real problem for Germany at the top end of the pitch. Kai Havertz ineffective in the first game. Thomas Müller hardly had a sniff in this one. He's off the bench and he's made a difference.
Two great footballing nations. It was always likely to be tight. That's how it proved. Germany will be happy at least they've got a point on the board here at this World Cup. It will go to the final matches in the group. Manuel Neuer and Germany live to fight another day. Partly thanks to Costa Rica's victory over Japan. Partly thanks to their comeback in this one. Spain 1, Germany 1.